Yeah, so it's a bit of a mixture in this video, looking at the giant trees and this site here. We'll try and put them together. The name of the site I can't really see, I've just flashed it on the screen. So what we're looking at here is an imprint of what I'm going to put up next, which I've placed in many videos, an example of when they do it, when they make it from wood and when they fix it with metal. You can have it with rebar running through concrete, but everything in our world is built like this, and then it gets smeared over with some type of surface, or could even be bricked over on the outside. But everything is built like this for stability and movement, so it's able to move and so it just doesn't crack and fall down, right? Everything is built like this in the ancient world and today, and that's what we've just been looking at. So I'm zoomed right into an image here, and it's obvious that this was built with concrete. It will have been had metal running through it, some type of framing or rebar, but you can clearly see the little stones that run through concrete just like it does today. This area here with the statues that look like they've been carved into the wall, I find it interesting how they are perfectly spaced from each other, like they have later carved these shapes into the wall. And they're perfectly spaced because of the framing, the holes that ran between them. So this was done later. Whether that was done in history or in recent times, I don't know. So the areas to me which have clearly been carved out of wood, and it's all petrified, calcified together. You can see, let's say, huge pieces of wood sections, boards that have all calcified into each other. This area here. So if you look on the left, you can see the wall, partition wall, is about 3 inch thick. So how would you carve that perfectly spaced all the way through? You just couldn't, not even now. So, but the floor, these beamings will have, we can see how thick they are. And like our attic today, there's a space section before you climb into the attic space. It's about 2 feet distance, and that's what we're seeing there. But everything's just turned into sand. That's what happens to this wood, either wood today, or there's something different about these trees from the past, right? This is the area that everybody will have recognized. I've shown it before. Not this particular image, it's a much better quality. I'm able to zoom in on it as well, but you can see how everything's turned to sand. If you look at the bottom, underneath the door, it's starting to look like part of a tree, because that's what I'm going to start getting into. So everybody recognizes this area of this site as the so-called quarry, right? Well, it's not, and I can prove it now. Strange thing about this is, if you look at the lines where they say they've been carving them away, I want you to look closely at this. How could you, even today, with today's technology, carve around corners in step sections all the way around this site and have every single line joining up to each other? And if you look in the bottom corner, it looks like a wooden board. It's starting to peel away from the wall. So taking that into account, these two images here, it's the same site. If you look above and below, the section that they would say that it's been cut from rock, it's very soft now. It just looks like petrified wood. There's no doubt about that. And this here, I don't know where this is. It's around this area. Most people think, yeah, someone's come in here and they've stacked up these sandstone pieces, which is pointless, because you wouldn't be able to make this safer. You can't make it a huge rock's face safer. It's how this stuff petrifies. It's not tree rings. It's literally how it splinters. Thank you.
Ooh.